Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
We're back here with Jacobo, and we had been discussing your attempts to find a business, and that you're still looking for that and to fulfill your desire to be an entrepreneur and to run a business. In the meantime, you've worked with your father in real estate, and so you have two hats. Mm-hmm. And you have to feed your family,
right.
And so these 2 or 3 years have to be a little bit of stressful. You're trying to do both things. This challenge, explain this challenge, how you've handled it, and how you see things, you know, working out in terms of the Puerto Rico environment. How mm-hmm. how optimistic, well, pessimistic? How do you see things?
Working with my father has been a great experience. I had never done that, and it's been very productive, happy, rewarding. He's given me quite a bit of latitude. It probably has been a challenge and a great opportunity as well in terms of doing two things at the same time and to do them both well. Probably I could have accomplished more in the aspect of looking for opportunities had I had more time, but helping him out and building his business, what I've seen is that there are many opportunities there as well to grow, and I think that could also be my way as well, and that could be the project. I'm seeing an opportunity there to grow the business, and in everything that I'm doing, both in the acquisition side and in the side of property management, I'm looking for what can I do that helps Puerto Rico, that creates jobs, and that we can export. Having worked in different countries, I was in charge of marketing for a while in South America when I was in Brazil. You realize that we're such a small economy with such a great potential, and Puerto Rico has to tap into that. And one of the key things for me is in anything that I'm looking at, even in the real estate side, I'm looking what can I do from Puerto Rico that creates jobs that we can export. And Puerto Rico has to look without beyond its borders. I look at all the great businesses, especially the branded businesses, that could have expanded their businesses in the U.S. 20, 30 years ago. And when we talk about the great local brands, it's only a few of them, the exception, that took that great step. You think about Goya, Bacardi, which was a transplant from Cuba, but from here, it's only the exception. And there's so many others that could have done it and now want to do it. And I think that it's never too late. And our future, in many ways, comes from that. Either how we can attract companies to Puerto Rico, how we can generate tourism. I think tourism is a tremendous area of potential growth for Puerto Rico. I mean, if you think about Hawaii generates almost 20% of its GDP from tourism. Puerto Rico is way less than 10%. It's between 7 and 8%. So we have a huge opportunity there that we need to tap into. And I think that we need to think beyond political parties. We need to think beyond our small island and think as global citizens. I mean, the world, as Tom Friedman says, is truly flat. And we're no longer competing with the other Caribbean islands. We're competing with the world. And I do believe that we have a role to play, but we need to decide what that role is. And I think the private sector, along with government, we have to work hand in hand in truly driving this economy and finding what are going to be the next pillars for the economy here. And I believe that as an entrepreneur, I have a role to play in that. And I can help with the people that I employ with growing my business, but again, looking beyond our borders to grow our businesses.
I applaud you with that thought. One of the things that I want to get across and have dialogue on and see how we kind of unify our goals here in Puerto Rico is, and I work it with my daughter, we have too many lawyers, we have too many CPAs, we have to develop the empresarios, we have to develop the entrepreneurs that substitute what we're importing, we bring in and attract, as you say, tourists, patients for the medical, students for our universities, people to shop at our centers from outside, and then we produce from the land, agriculture, and we manufacture, and we really create value that instead of just kind of shifting and dividing what we have among a very few of us. And so the extent young people like you are here with enthusiasm and continue to fight, I applaud you and I thank you for joining us and exchanging and discussing, you know, your development through these two major projects, SC Johnson and now here in Puerto Rico, fighting to fulfill your dream of being an entrepreneur and having your own business.
Thank you.
So the best of luck and thank you for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Right.